p.m. Good evening. Welcome to Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. 7 p.m., July 26. My name's Janice Redondo. To my right,
Brian Burris.
Lori Houston.
Lois Hall.
And Jill Williams is excused tonight. She's with family. If Brian would please start with the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to gather here today to go over important matters to this town. We ask that you open our minds and open our hearts to take this information, make the best decision we can for this community. We ask that you keep this community safe. We ask that you keep our military and our first responders safe. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Where's our friends?
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. One minute, 15 seconds in. Okay. First public comment for items on the agenda, which would be about the RV park. Anyone want to speak prior to the item? Excellent. Seeing none, moving on to approval of the minutes. There we go. The minutes for May 10th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for May 10th, 2023.
Thank you, Lois. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed, passes. Approval of tonight's agenda for July 26th.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for July 26th,
2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. Informational items, none as of this evening. Planning and zoning, we have before us William Schlaff, PA 23700-19, a plan amendment to redesignate existing land use of 9 acres. I'm okay hearing these together if everyone else is. Combined with a zone change, 23357 William Schlaff. Again, the 9 acres of RU, RE, C1, C2 to make this a recreational vehicle park, a use permit for accessory commercial uses, which is defined as retail, a waiver of development standards for alternative landscaping, and a design review for lighting, signage, and an RV park in the Moapa Valley Overlay District, again located at Whitmore and Moapa Valley Boulevard. Do we have a representative here this evening?
Well, we're the purchasers of land in escrow, and Mr. Schlaff is back there as well.
Hi, Mr. Schlaff.
How's it going?
Good. Come on up to the podium. You drove down from Utah?
No, I actually drove up from the concrete jungle. I always love coming out here, though.
Nice.
My brother had built like 3 customs out here. I love the valley.
Excellent.
So my name's William J. Schlaff. Unfortunately, I just lost William M. We lost him last September.
Sorry.
But we were able to be blessed enough to get this thing started just a little bit before he went, and he was really excited and very grateful for Paul and his team to get this project going for the valley. We've been approached over the last, 15, 20 years with a lot of different uses for that corner. It's a beautiful corner. It's in a really important part of the community out here, and we understand that. And we had some people that wanted to purchase it and do some different things, but we didn't think, well, we know it wouldn't have flown, and it wasn't something Dad never wanted to ever have anything go in there, but something that would be an add to the community and not an eyesore. We actually thought that we were going to get approached more from someone from Clark County to do a park or something of that nature on that land, but this is a great use. I think it's a market niche that's in high demand, especially with the millennials wanting to travel around, and hopefully, what ends up being a temporary spot for them there turns into a root community for them in the long run. It's especially, growing up in Las Vegas and coming out here quite often, it's becoming a beautiful haven for people to get away from what's becoming a, you know, when I was a kid, Vegas had 200,000 people in it, and it's definitely not that now. So it's an amazing community. My brother lived out here for 10 to 15 years and built a few homes and loved it, and then he ended up going up to Ogden and settling in up there to retire from the fire department. And we just feel this is a great group to work with. They're going to see it through. It's not going to be something that gets started and doesn't get finished. It's, as you can tell by the handouts, it's a state-of-the-art project. It's not going to be anything that's going to turn into a transient, you know, rundown situation. And like I said, I do think that what's going to happen is the residents in that park will end up hopefully turning into good residents for the community. And if not, it gives them people a great place to come and snowbird during the winter time and enjoy the lake and do all the different things and the rock climbing and the ATV use that we have up here and all the great amenities that the valley has to offer to people. So I'm really hoping that we can get your favor on this. Like I said, we've been approached with a lot of different stuff. I don't even want to bring those items up, you know, with regards to agriculture, but not the type of agriculture that I think this community is looking for and other things. But we're very grateful for Paul and his team, and we're really hoping that we can get your approval and we can move forward and see this through and make the community, it'll be a beautiful addition to Moapa Valley Boulevard. I think it's, you know, in a great spot. The zoning adjacent is conducive to what's going on here. If anything, they're not putting anywhere near as many spaces in as they might try to make more money, because they're not about money. They're about trying to add to the valley. But I mean, we have the manufactured home zoning right next door. I hope that gets changed to something a little bit more spacious for residential. And I think on the highway, this is a great use, and it's right next to the motel. And you know, we would appreciate your guys' support, and we're hoping that you'll be happy with the end product. I think you will be happy with the end product, and I think it will be a great add to for the community. Dad was always very, very conscious about what was going to happen there. And we sat on it for a long time to make sure that would be the case. So.
Well, thank you again for being here. All of our condolences on the patriarch of your family.
I had a chance to meet you then one day.
Oh, right, he didn't miss any of these meetings. And we want to thank you guys. I mean, it was about 10 years ago I was out with them, and we did the highway improvement. We were able to get our stub outs in at that time. It was a great advantage for what we're doing now. You guys have always worked really well with my family, and we're very grateful for all of that over the years. And yeah, you know, our folks teach us everything, and everything good about me came from my mom and dad. So anyways, have a great night.
That needs to be on the wall over there at that RV park. You need to put that saying on the wall at the RV park. That was beautiful.
Is there any more of the handouts for the RV park?
I'm going to open public comment, or do you want to?
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, of course. And you'll be here for questions. Come on up.
We have an extra here, Melissa, we need.
If anybody else wants, there's an extra.
Judy.
There's one right here.
Name and address for the record, ma'am.
Thank you. Cindy Marcourt. I live on the corner of McDonald and Whitmore.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Jonas.
How do you spell your last name, please?
Marcourt. I had voiced my opinion on this RV park when I had first heard about it. And I do want to say that on that corner, there is no way to cross the street. We are already in competition with a lot of traffic. And now opening up and rezoning this is definitely going to make it a lot more traffic. I can barely get out with the school buses. School starts in 2 weeks. 4 times those school buses come by our house. And there's no way for us to get out on this road as it is. Now, an RV park on that corner, I'm totally opposed to having an RV park. I'm totally opposed to rezoning. And I don't know why all of a sudden we need an RV park right there. So if anyone could give me any other reason why what I just heard from the gentleman, who I don't even know the family member, why it's such a great idea now to sell it where it's already in escrow to be an RV park. So I don't know how the zoning is going to work, you know, with it being all changed and everybody's all giddy up on changing this to an RV park. So I live right there. We have one grocery store here. There's an RV park that just opened. It was just in the local paper. 200 spaces. Well, let's try that first. Let's see how they all get along over there in Mesquite. Getting over to the grocery store, that's where we all shop. That's all where we go to Walmart. So we're all for, you know, advancement in the town for everybody to move forward. But on this particular corner, it's very busy for us residential right there. And I understand it's all commercial. So either there's going to be streetlights put in up here, there's going to be something, and I'm going to be at every zoning meeting to oppose this. And I'm also going to ask that the board, who are realtors, do not vote for the changing of the zoning. Because I do not feel, for all the people on the vote who are realtors, whether they hold their realtor license or not, you still have always been a realtor, Lois.
No.
And I don't feel like, well, there's a lot of different things happening. There's a lot of other properties. Doesn't need to be on the main road. Doesn't need to be right there. Go put an RV park in somewhere else. We had a problem with kids walking to school. Where are they saying that the kids can't even get on the road? Where's everybody opposed to that? What's the big giddy up? I'm putting an RV park right there at this 9 acres. It's never been zoned for that. So I'd like to hear all the positive comments from the board as to why it would be rezoned. And thank you. I would appreciate anything on that.
Thank you,
Cindy.
Other
than, you know, the family thinking it's a great time to sell, and the land is already in escrow to be an RV park. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, I'll turn to, yes, Mr. Cooper.
Mendes Cooper. I live at 670 Cooper Street here in Overton. I go by that corner every day. In fact, I've gone by that corner almost every day of my entire life.
Several times.
And with all due respect with the comments that were made, I understand that there are some problems that need to be taken care of. But to me, that's not a reason to stop progress in this valley. Certainly, we could do nothing there and continue to let weeds and trash collect on that area like it has been for the, you know, the history of that piece of property. I work at the power company right across the street. We're zoned for that type for business, and it seems to go right in line with the zoning for our area. And I'm supportive of some things happening in this valley to improve the conditions here in this valley and to bring more business and opportunities in this valley. So I just want to say that I voice my support, although, you know, like I say, I realize that there will be other problems that need to be addressed, but I think we have the capability of tackling those problems as they come along. So I know some of the people that are involved in this project. Little Squirts was what I would call it from school days. But you know, there is an interest in improving this valley from them, and we have a history in this valley of shooting down every project that comes through here, it seems like. And I think it's time that we took a little bit different attitude and tried to improve this valley and not try and keep it as it has been for the history of the valley. So thank you for hearing me.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Welcome up.
What's up? Rick Houston, 515 McDonald. I am like Cindy, I live on the street also, Kitty Corner, anyway. There is a problem getting out on the boulevard from Whitmore, but it looks like the ingress and egress are gonna be right by the hotel. And I'm actually into the RV lifestyle, so I'm gonna say I'm all for it. I mean, I think we can work through it. Anyway, I'm in.
Thank you, Rick. Anybody else?
Maybe we should do.
Yes.
Would you like to...
I don't have to. I can say nothing and feel just as happy.
Oh, no, no, no.
We can't let that go.
We won't be as happy, though.
Really, there's not much more to say than that's already been said. I can say a little bit about myself. I was a little sport when Mendes and Randall were in high school, and my family's been here since... In fact, I drove up the old way, the back way, and stopped at St. Thomas.
Just identify yourself.
Oh, Dave Johnson, sorry. Dave Johnson. And I'm one of the members of this partnership.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
And my people were there in the 1870s. So we've been here a long time, and this means a lot to me. And so I wouldn't be part of a project like this if I didn't think it was going to help the community. I think that it is a good thing. I think that the ingress and egress is put appropriately. I understand it's the main street is busy. There's a lot of things we can do with it before we start going crazy. You can, I mean, one quick suggestion is to drop it from 45 to 35. That's simple.
I had speed limit written on my sheet.
So before we go and say we shouldn't have anything there, because with Mendes, we used to ride bikes through there a little long, and that was about all that was out there, you know, to see. So I want this community to continue to survive and thrive and be what it's supposed to be. I mean, we all learned to swim at Lake Mead, and we want it to still stay there, and I guess it's up 16 feet, so that's good. And the project itself, I can tell you, those two other guys that are part of this partnership are my brother-in-law and his brother.
Okay.
So this isn't something that you're getting some big corporation coming in here. You're right. Money isn't everything to us. We want this thing to last. We want it to be nice. I want it to come in here when I come and visit my sister to say, you know, we're part of that. We're proud of that. And I think you will be. I think that's why I'm back here. And I wouldn't put my own reputation on the line if I didn't think so.
Dave, would you show us on your sheets here that, because I'd had a couple of folks ask me about the ingress and egress, thinking that it was going to be off Moapa Valley Boulevard, but it isn't going to be off Moapa Valley Boulevard.
It can't be. And that's why I think it's even a better approach. So
there's a road that travels, what would that be, north?
La Pointe.
Along?
La Pointe. I don't know, I'm not good on directions, but it's called La Pointe.
Along
La
Pointe,
the east and
next to the hotel. Okay.
It is a great road for it. There's a turn off there, and there's a left turn lane into the motel on La Pointe.
Okay.
So it's a very safe ingress and egress. And as far as the zoning, and I mean this with the most respect to the woman that made comment to the zoning.
The neighbor.
Your neighbor. I'm my neighbor, area. Your neighbor. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for your comments, and I'm hearing them loud. But that is a large piece of land, and it's zoned multiple uses. And it was one of the reasons that we bought it and 20 years ago or 18 years ago was that it was so flexible in what the end use might be for it. And I will say, and I can't say it enough, is that we were approached with many different uses. And we were very particular about what was going to happen there because we have nothing but respect for this community. And I'll stop. I'm
Thank
sorry.
You. No, that's fine. Wrong. That's fine.
If I can address any kind of particular questions rather than, I don't want to.
Nope.
I think pictures are worth 1,000 words, especially
sure.
Mine, probably 2,000. So.
Okay. All right. Have a seat, Dave. Okay. We'll holler.
I have one more.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Open to the board, please.
Sorry.
No.
So on that little point, I do live right down the street. That's my husband. He's on at McDonald. If this does happen, the middle school is up in there. I think that we will get some kids who will be traversing more that way instead of going up and around, because that is a more direct path. Maybe we need to talk about a crosswalk, maybe some lights, flashing lights or something, because that is a little bit of a blind corner. I can see the safety issue. Maybe there are some ways that we can address that to make it safer for everyone.
Yeah, like Mendes said, I mean, there's the project itself, I think, is solid. It's a good place for it. We can make tweaks to make it work. I mean, I think everybody knows that going into this.
Yeah, this left-hand turn stuff.
Yeah, and prior to anything going there, that turn is just not... I'd rather turn on another street and come down a different way to go around than put yourself in harm's way coming out of... So that was a design issue that really belongs to someone else. And we cannot tell someone what they can and cannot do on their property. A zone change is one thing. Yes, we have some leverage over that. But the property, of course, the property owner can develop their property.
Oh, yeah.
So there are ways to mitigate. I do, Cindy, want to address the question of a realtor. Now, you're not selling any of the spots in this RV park.
No, these are rented.
It's rental. And who, your management company or?
Yeah, the management company.
On-site?
On-site.
Okay, so a realtor in Vegas, in Moapa Valley, isn't going to have anything to do with?
Yeah, no. They have no benefit from this.
None.
Okay.
There won't be
I do want to make a statement.
Sure.
Bringing in a new development, changing everything around, does make a difference in this community to realtors. If you're going to go ahead and start changing zoning, then maybe other people will be buying other properties across the street, rezoning that, coming to the board to rezone that to bring in businesses. And then when does that stop? You know, and it's not so much that a realtor isn't going to benefit. You read the newspapers, we're hot, this whole town. You know, buying everything, selling everything. And the realtors have all the power, changing zones on the board. Realtors pretty much run the market in this town. You ever try to buy a house around here?
I have
bought
a house.
Yep. They come and tell you what it's worth, the realtors. Yeah, so they do have a big difference in this town. You can have your opinion on how you think it won't affect them, but I also have mine. I think it's a cash cow. As soon as it starts developing and more people start coming in with businesses, we start developing, more land is bought, and the realtors make a big profit.
Good.
Thank you.
It's your choice.
I joined the town advisory board because I'm from a small town, and I wanted to help us have healthy progress. I see the same problem, and before I decided to run for this office, you can ask Mendez and other people who run the utilities. I went to business owners to find out what our valley needed, and every single one, without exception, said housing, and that we don't have enough housing for, and I see that with our children, with our elderly people, and it wasn't about making money, it's just to try to find affordable housing for them to come. I benefit nothing from an RV park coming in. From what I understand from the meeting I went to before, there was going to be some long-term.
There's long-term and some short-term, but they're all rented.
For them to be there. And that would help to have affordable housing for our young children and our elderly people. That's the benefit I see in this. And I understand that progress can maybe make our town, but I also want our town to stay rural. I moved here for a reason. It's very important for me, and that's why I decided to run for the town advisory board. I feel very comfortable talking about this. If there's things that would pertain, and I did discuss this with people before I ran too, if there's things that pertain directly to my industry, I won't vote for it, but I don't feel like this is one of them.
It's not. Okay, let's continue.
I've got
changing the zoning.
Cindy?
First off, I've got a question. One of the things we're missing in this valley, and we hear it constantly, is both of our RV parks are currently age restricted. Is this going to be another age restricted RV park?
No.
So absolutely, this is very well needed in this valley. I will tell you right now, I have a lot of friends that are in the real estate market, whether it's investors or agents as well, that have all looked at building an RV park out here because of needs there. Second, access off of Moapa Valley Boulevard and putting an RV park somewhere that's not on Moapa Valley Boulevard. From a business standpoint, RV parks do the best when they are directly off of a main road. And that's where they do the absolute best. Since the day I have come on the town board, and I think Ms. Redondo will agree with this because she's had to deal with my wrath, is I have been a managed growth candidate since day one. I'm not for just growing at will, but I will tell you, almost every single meeting, there's a zone change item on our agenda.
Yes.
Whether it's a house that's changing the zoning from here to there, whether it's O'Reilly's coming in and changing zoning, there's zoning changes that happen every single meeting just about in this valley. And it's part of doing business. And we have conforming zone changes and non-conforming zone changes. And we plan for zone changes, and that's part of our business. What I will say is, we need economic development in this valley. I will tell you that every single business in this valley is starving because we lack the things that we had in the past. We were a booming community back in the 80s, 90s, when we had the lake levels up, and people were coming in and out of here constantly for the lake levels. We're working really hard to change the economic development model in this community because it's failed. We don't have lake traffic anymore. We don't have the access to the boat ramps that we had to. So we're having to do things like look at extreme sports and the trail system as an economic driver, bringing in some other industries that will help us, developing our airport, which is why the airport road's moving and stuff like that. We're spending, I don't even remember what the county's spending on the road redevelopment project with Mr. Davis of the Water District. The reason the county put in money is beautification to drive business downtown. What we've seen is this valley has grown in a good way. The business is downtown. You know, like him or hate him, Chris Angel came in and started and fixed that building up. And that was, it was a domino effect. Other people started fixing their building up. We have a dairy coming in, and that building is getting renewed, and it's a whole different look. That downtown area is becoming something we can be proud of, and there's more coming in the future, I can guarantee you. What I see with looking at renderings, looking at the space, and looking for the fact that they have, what, three parks underway, and they've already got two that are running. These aren't guys that have just figured this out in their basement and decided they're going to put an RV park in here, and next week they're going to be gone. These guys have looked at this. This is going to be a centerpiece of that corner. It's going to welcome people into our valley. And so, not needing another RV park, I'm sorry. I have $200,000 motorhomes sitting up on Poverty Flats every single year during the winter. They don't have anywhere to go. The RV parks become full. For me, I wholeheartedly support this project. I think we need more projects like this. I think we need to develop in a managed way. The traffic things, I will tell you, Sergeant Doty has already asked that we do something, whether it's a crosswalk or something there, and that discussion's already been started because we have that. But I will tell you, I guarantee you, Bernie would be jumping through hoops trying to get this done so he can support his business and make it more profitable, same as the Mexican restaurant right there. And then Lois is you know, there's going to be traffic that we can do. The grocery store, I will tell you, everybody in this town complains about prices and selection. You know why we have such high prices and selection? We're the last on the priority list because we're the smallest grocery store in the chain. So if more people are buying groceries, guess what? Your grocery prices go down, your selection comes up. We get in line before other grocery stores where we're now at the end of the line. So I don't see the negatives. Yeah, we have some issues we're going to have to work through. But it sounds like we have a developer that's willing to have those conversations and maybe work through some of those issues. I'm sure there's going to be some things that are going to be cost prohibitive to them, but at least they're willing to have a conversation. At least they're willing to bring life into this valley. We're going to die if we keep going with not in my backyard. I'm the last one in here. Let's lock the door. So for me, I am 100% in support of this project.
Thank you. Couldn't get any closer to neighbors than myself. My home is right across the street. My business is across the street. I do not see problems getting my customers in and out, going on test drives. I used to live up Whitmore, have to come down. That corner's not any worse waiting for buses than up by the post office. Yeah, we're going to have traffic on the boulevard no matter where. We need this for development. It'll bring probably a couple jobs into the valley. It's going to beautify the valley. And like I said, I'm no longer a realtor. I have nothing that doesn't affect me in any way.
Good. So good.
So I have some specific questions about the...
So do I. You go.
So I can't read what these little things down here are. Is that going to be a block wall? What are you doing for the exterior?
So that's a wall.
Landscaping.
Yeah.
How tall is it? A 6-foot wall?
Mm-hmm. And it shows over there. There's only one piece that and it's landscaping. They wanted trees, and if you see, that's the change. Having gone through tree issues before, and birds and RVs, and they grow up, we would rather put some kind of hedging in along there. But other than that piece.
But not oleanders.
I grew up with oleanders. Half my family's dead. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, I have animals dead because of that. No oleanders.
So, yeah, that's a block wall. So that's why there's no, X. 6 feet.
Did I read somewhere a white vinyl fence?
White vinyl. So the idea is to make it open to some part. I believe the last time I saw the landscape renderings, there was like a pony wall and then the vinyl part.
Lattice
it's like a... Not split rail. What's the right word?
Like
you see it along properties. It's cute. It lasts a long time. Can't remember what's the name. It's just a white fencing that you see.
A white decorative fencing.
It's going to be solid, right?
Yeah, so they'll be.
It'll be solid slats.
In it, right.
So.
Yeah, because you want to be able to have that privacy.
I have one more thing, Janice, if you don't mind.
Did you?
Is the clubhouse available for rentals for like weddings? You know, what is the noise for the surrounding area? What is?
Yeah, I don't think that we didn't contemplate anything like that, like being out for rentals, because people who there are going to be wanting them. We're hoping it's semi-full and people are using it, so that's not contemplated to have anything done.
Okay.
One of the concerns that got brought up too was the school kids and the group that's coming in and talking about the school kids not being able to walk. Well, what I see with this property is for the first time in that corner, I actually have a sidewalk that kids could ride their bikes on, which actually improves the safety in the area versus decreases the safety in the area for those kids.
It's crossing that street as well.
It's crossing the street, but that's an issue now, right?
Yeah.
And so,
I think that we need to address that separately.
Yeah, and it's in the works. There's discussions already being had about that, but that certainly is an issue. But yeah, we've actually increased the safety with the sidewalk on that as well. So normally I'm not a big fan of sidewalks in the valley, but I think that one is probably a good one.
Is the sidewalk still a part of it? Because that was part, there's some waiver.
It shows on the plan.
I believe so. I don't think that's part of the waiver that we're looking for.
So you have a pool. Boy, I'm not a fan of pools.
Well, that could be, I don't know.
Just an outdoor pool?
It's an outdoor pool. But you're not a fan of them?
No.
Just because, I mean, it's...
Water in danger. Gotcha. Splash pads are a ton of fun and no one can drown. I assume it is for residents of the RV park only.
Everything there is only for the residents.
Okay.
But I understand that. It's not anything we wouldn't look at. I mean, if that's what people...
I think it's an amenity that's going to drive customers, to be honest.
Yeah, when I stay at RV park, I go to the pool.
I got to have a pool, Janice.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the reason why I go RV pool or
I'm not going to play in a splash pad.
We were thinking of making it twice as big, then.
Uh-huh. Right.
Just to fit Rick, is what you're saying?
All right. Pool stays. Pickleball court.
We thought that would be the draw, right? I'm hoping.
It's so popular. Yes.
It is crazy.
Nice, yeah. And dog parks, fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, the asphalt, it's just my country roots. I can't stand asphalt. Your Nampa, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Boy, that looks like a big old asphalt jungle. Is this whole thing going to be asphalt?
That was the idea. I mean, it has pads and everything, but they're either concrete or asphalt.
And they just have plants at the ends of each row.
Yeah, there's green spaces at each end.
And you don't love trees because of the birds.
Just on that side, it's just they don't do what they're supposed to do, and they cause more trouble in the long run. I mean, we can get a shrub there and make it up five, 6 feet. You can do that.
Okay, but you promised me no oleanders.
Nope.
I made a note. Can. I made a note. Signage Overton RV, is that the name?
Can be. Like I say, we could go with changes. It could be Janice or Dondo's RV.
You're silly. Alternative landscaping. Yeah, exactly. We'll fill it with pigs.
Absolutely.
Downward lighting, shaded.
Down, shaded, directly. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Have you spoken at all to the homeowner? Just to the north across from the water company. Is anyone here from that property? What's that?
I haven't personally, and I didn't get that download from either Paul or...
That was
Paul
until recently.
Paul has
yeah,
right.
It was mixed use there. There was a house and a business.
Two or three different zonings, yes.
I'm so sorry.
No,
Bill. Paul, with the group, has spoken with the homeowner, and they added some additional buffer.
Excellent.
And they actually spaced those spaces out just a little bit.
I see that.
To create a little bit less noise factor.
Again, it speaks volumes about your family and what you're doing there, so thank you, because we'd much rather have you do it there than us do it here at the podium. Now, that's not to... I appreciate Cindy's comments. You obviously have to do a traffic study.
Yeah, that's already been in the...
Okay, and you know it's not a county road, that's a state. Your side street that you're going to pull into your property is a county road, obviously, but not NDOT. I would like to talk with the commissioner about the speed limit there. Again, this is an NDOT decision. Obviously, a crosswalk with the junior high school being down there.
And I love to see it, one zoning for the 9 acres as opposed to the 4 different zoning districts that are in it right now.
That I was going to speak to, but I'll just do it briefly, is that that parcel is multi-zone.
Yep.
So it's not really truly a zone change. And really, if my family cared only about money, I'd sit on it and sell it C1, C2, and probably make 30-40% more on it.
Sure.
But I'm not about that.
And high intensity is what would end up there.
And that's exactly, and that traffic would be intense compared to, these people are here for months. Yeah. It's going to be very low impact traffic-wise. It's not like they're in and out of there pulling their RVs out every 3 or 4
yeah,
hours.
Right.
They're there for weeks and then coming out. And like I said, I mean, if it was about money, it's not.
We've waited
a long time and gone through a lot of people calling on doing stuff on that land. And this is, I believe, a great attitude for the valley. And I think it'll look really nice when it's done. And it's going to be brand new, state of the art. And it's not age restricted. It's more for the millennial. That's why they have the gaming room. That's why they have the extra clubhouse. Mm-hmm. They've spent extra money and losing money by creating more spaces. Doing the dog park, working with that neighbor to make sure that he's happy. Paul reached out to him personally. So I'm really happy with the work and effort and money that this group's put into this already. And I'm thinking that it's going to, they're not showing me anything that, that it's not going to end up being exactly what they say it's going to be.
Thank you.
One of the things I think is fundamental, and I know you guys know this, so I don't want to preach to the choir.
Please.
Anything, but, you know, zoning, there's a holding pattern in zoning. That's the whole concept of an RU, for example, that you hold it there, right? You guys know that. And then you find out what to do with it, like Brian said. And that's the point. It's not that it's hard and fast like that. If everybody understood that and they realized it was malleable and that everybody's trying to work towards a better good and do it in a positive, slow growth method, then it makes sense. And this one, to me, has less traffic by leaps and bounds
than what it could be.
Any other use.
Dave, if I had my way, everything would be RE until you changed
right,
it.
Right, okay, exactly.
Right? So the zoning that's there is what it is. Brian talks about the zone changes we see. I think we see those zone changes because we're not very good at land use planning. And you got folks that come in the middle of the night and they ask to change things. And then you get maybe what's next to me, which makes zero sense. But that's a discussion for another time. I am ready to entertain a motion if there's no other comments from
the
board.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, Gigi.
Gigi Palmer, GIGI. We're at 885 West Cottonwood. So is this going to be like a permanent RV where people can come and live for eternity there?
The county doesn't allow that, Gigi.
Okay.
It's up to 9 months.
Oh, so that's the maximum they can live. And it just any size from little itty-bitties to great big huge?
There's different size spaces
okay.
for each of them.
Did you get one?
You can get on there.
I did not.
Here.
Is there an age restriction on the... Or
thank you.
A quality check.
I mean, you know, I guess that let's just put it this way: we'll have restrictions within in the community itself, so that says here's the rules you have to abide by. You can't have certain fires out or whatever. Those are the things that are typical within an RV park that would stop people.
Well, I mean, on the RVs.
Your restriction.
The age of,
oh, yeah,
of the RVs.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
half, not the
so our lease contracts at the most I think can be. Either 6 or 9 months, and then
no for the year. The year of the build for the RV.
Or
do you think that we should do that? Is that
I personally don't, because there's some really nice older RVs out there
yes.
that have been very well maintained.
Kind of rough, right? I mean,
well, that happens quite often when we're staying at our.
We could have
age restrictions
a beautifying community, and you decide whether they get blessed to go in or not.
I think Gigi meant, could it be a minivan, or could it be a 45-foot motorhome? Did you mean the size?
Right. I didn't know if it was like tank camping or a van with a tent on it. Is that considered an RV that can stay for 9 months and
no,
live
I don't think
there?
That the concept of this is there's everybody has their individual sewers, electricity, pad. That's the concept.
Okay.
And I would assume somebody who wants to park a car is not going to pay the price to do that.
Yeah, but no tent camping, right?
Yeah, there's no tent camping, those kinds of, it's not a camping space. And so those will be written within the restrictions that we have for each of the parks.
So have studies been done, like, what's going to be the volume in the summertime when it's so hot, nobody wants to be here, and they know what the flow of traffic's going to be in and out, and
well, I know about the traffic, times? That's to come, but as far as...
I didn't mean flow of traffic, I just meant how many RVs will be coming
like
and going.
Like market studies,
yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So we did a market study all the way up and down the corridor, the I-15. If you look at some of these projects we have, there's one in St. George, Mesquite, that are coming on. I don't know if I even noticed those, mentioned those. All the way up to Cedar City, then you go continue up to Idaho, and there's a couple up there because that's where the construction company is located. But we did a study all the way along those corridors to see where we were slow on RVs and parks. And this area was a hot spot here in Persian Valley. Mesquite came up huge. St. George did, but less so. I was surprised because I thought St. George would have wanted it more, but I guess there's a lot more development there, and there's just not here.
Yeah.
And it needs it. We need to have a nice looking RV park and have flags flying and say this is a nice place to stay. It's right next to a hotel or motel. It makes a lot of sense, right? So you park and your people come and visit. It just makes eminent sense. And so we want to do it right.
So it's not going to be like a KOA where you can come and stay a couple nights and...
There's space. There's places where you have that. We've identified a few places where you can have some overnights.
Okay.
But a lot of this is we're banking on long-term cash flow, right? It's like we don't want... Okay, we're hoping some people come in. That's not how it's going to work.
Okay.
We have, the longer term they stay, the better off for us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Gigi.
Good question.
May I just ask one more question? Can you please define the two RV parks that we currently have?
So we have actually four.
Okay.
And I did call today, and I couldn't get a hold of Sun and Fun. Sun and Fun has 67 sites.
Yep.
They have a waiting list every winter. They push people up to poverty point. They don't have the facilities they need. I know that they do a great job of their policing themselves, but again, if there's an emergency or something like that and they say we're up on poverty point, how do they exactly tell the ambulance where they are? So that's a problem. I called Robin's Nest. I did get a hold of them. They only have six available that would be day use RV spots. Both of these are 55 plus. Catherine's is right across the street from me. That is available for families, but they're not any families there. And they also have dog restrictions there, which I don't know if you guys are going to. And then there's also another one that is very small that has 19 spots. But they are more permanent ones, too, and they are also that one's also age restricted.
And you say that these are only for 9 months, that people can only stay in these RV parks for 9 months.
The county regulations, so you got to think many, many years ago when Vegas started, they allow RV parks only in H1. H1 are hotel casinos, because they thought if you're coming from California or Utah, wherever you're coming from in your RV, get your butt over to the strip and put all your money into the hotel casinos. They didn't think to put them in the outlying areas. So that's why we don't randomly have RVP, recreational vehicle park, zoning in other areas other than the strip. And so being what it is, it ends up being a non-conforming zone change, which doesn't exist anymore. It's a planned a land use plan amendment. But they do belong in the rural areas, especially with the trail system that we have.
So in answer to
one thing
question,
I will say, the management said they were
4 months.
Catherine's is another story, and I don't know how it began, if it's grandfathered. It's never had complaints while I worked for the county, so I've never had to research it.
It is considered a trailer park.
What is it zoned as over there? Do we know?
I don't have the answer to that.
It's multi-family.
Multi-family.
And then the other one is also the same.
I know that certainly people live there longer than 9 months.
Well, that's why I was just questioning the zoning on it.
Yeah.
Robin's Nest is also
a manufacturer.
Yeah. So they have
their RT, which is
manufacturing. Because they have rentals there, and then they also have RV.
RV park. Recreational vehicle. Oh. Not manufactured housing. Mm-hmm. Not something that they're going to put there permanently and people come and go. It has to have rubber.
And Catherine's was is similar to Robin's Nest. They have the same zone.
Well, I am going to check into the zoning with Catherine's because I'm not sure if that is a zoning, you know, just for people that are supposed to be there for 9 months. That has never been enforced.
What's happened, right?
Yeah, there's parking.
Yeah, I believe that it's the same as Robin's Nest, which is both.
Okay, well, let's just assume.
Or two.
And then we'll find out, and then I just want to ask a question, that if that is something that can be addressed, and we have issues with parks, just because we haven't, you know, RV parks, we haven't been to complain to anybody, doesn't mean that there's not a problem there.
Sure.
So that's what I would like to know also, before this goes into a vote of a major change, and letting this just pass tonight. I think that...
Wait a minute, you lost me. You want an answer to what before we vote tonight?
Well, I'm wondering why it's already going to a vote tonight. It's the first I've even had that this is coming to a board for a vote to
this
change.
Item tonight?
Sure.
Well, this is how it happens, though.
Yeah, I know, but...
And they did have a neighborhood meeting months ago.
Yeah.
They did at the hotel.
Yeah, at the hotel.
Next to the project.
Yeah, I live right there. Nobody, you know, that's what I'm saying.
We're going
There's
to vote...
There's the board of the five people, and I live on the same street, and, you know, you guys are changing the zoning
I got random mail for it.
Well, I didn't get a random mail.
We had to
have it included on anything.
Yeah, it was at 5,000 feet or something like that, yeah.
Totally against making a vote tonight.
Okay, thank you.
That being said, are we ready?
I'm ready for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve both PA 2370019, which is the plan amendment, and ZC 230357, which would be the zone change, the use permit, the waiver of development standards, and the design reviews as written in our agenda.
Any discussion on the motion?
Are you including use permit and waiver of development?
Yes, all that. I read
everything.
All. Yes, everything. Everything in section 1 and 2 as written.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The work you've done, and we look forward
we
to...
We look forward to it. We're excited.
Seeing the improvements. General business, there is none. Comments by the general public, round 2. Anybody? Somebody?
I will make one just real quick.
Okay.
If anybody has not seen already, so Bernie is doing the annual water balloon fight, so go throw some water balloons at Metro and the fire department.
Can I do it right now?
Don't get a ticket. No, I think you probably get a ticket and arrested today. You have to wait till the 3rd, so come out and enjoy that. I know he puts a little bit of work into that as well, so come enjoy it, and thank you guys for participating. That's going to be at Overton Park, I believe.
No, it's at Logandale.
Is it?
Because
did he move it?
It matches the irrigation.
Oh, because he's irrigation.
Schedule.
Yes.
Yes. They moved it to Logandale. School starting
do you
next
know
week.
What time?
6 o'clock, I believe. I'd have to look at my text message I sent to William, but...
You know, I had really wanted us to each be able to have a section on this agenda to talk about, because I feel like we're pretty involved in things, but we don't ever really get to talk about it. But that was denied, so feel free to take a minute or however long you need during public comment to talk about, I mean, you know, something like what Brian just said.
Okay, well, I'd like to once again bring up we need the county's help to get the health district out here at least once a month. We have school going back. We have kids needing immunizations, and our clinic cannot do it. They have to go to Mesquite, Vegas, wherever. And a lot of these mamas don't have time or the transportation to do that.
And if they have Medicaid, they're supposed to go to Arizona, which is
yeah.
even further.
Arizona?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Lori, anything?
Just that school's happening, and watch out for the kids next
buses.
Week and the buses.
Well, I was invited to a Moapa Valley High School theater. It was a play about Christmas. It was really kind of funny because it's 140 degrees outside, but it was delightful. I would like to have seen more people there. Obviously, it was mainly families that were there, but it was really, really very, very good. I also want to quickly mention Ralph and Doreen Starita. I've been representing the area going on 20 years, it's hard to believe, and Ralph and Doreen were a staple of this audience. And when I started as a liaison, I wanted to put them in the trunk of my car. But they grew on me, and I've come to love them, and Ralph is not doing well. He had fallen, and we all know you get older, you don't get up as easy when you fall. So just keep Ralph and Doreen in your thoughts. Because I for one, certainly miss them being at the meetings.
Again.
Yes.
So I'm with Doreen just about every day.
Oh, Mark, you are. Thank you.
So he He's out of Mesa View, back over Highland Manor.
Excellent. Please tell me it was another UTI.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not, he's, the dementia came in, his last fall, he hit his head really hard, so that brought it on more. So they are in the process of selling everything and going to California.
Well, that's good for Doreen, though.
Yeah.
Doggone it, I gotta go see.
She can live on site, and they have a place upstairs, which is a lockdown ward for people with dementia, so they can be close.
Nice.
Instead of driving to Mesquite every day.
Boy, that's a nice thing to hear.
That's what she wants to do, and she has family members. Her niece is a CNA.
Yes.
Or an RN.
Yes, in California.
So that one there, she'll be able to take care of her.
Well, the years go by. We have lost several folks, but they're certainly going to be missed in this valley, and certainly at this town board.
They drive you crazy, but...
They did, right?
It was a good crazy.
Wow, I think he was right.
They held their feet to the fire, and Doreen has every document from every town board meeting since the day that they lived here. I adore them. Please think of them tonight in your prayers. Okay, next meeting is scheduled. No idea if we have any planning or zoning items.
At 6 p.m. 6 p.m. on the 3rd.
On the 3rd. August 3rd at 6 p.m. is the water fight.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
And I have nothing so far for the August 9th.
Okay, well, it's scheduled for August 9th. We will find out if we have it when Judy lets us know.
And I do know that they want to have a presentation from RPN and Economic Development from the gentlemen that are working on those things.
Sure.
So we'll try and I'll talk to you and see which one looks better for you next month.
Thank you. You reminded me, and I forgot to. I'd ask someone who I was with if you'd received an email. Economic Development, dear stakeholder, we blah, 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 blah. Did you receive anything?
Oh, that's right. They sent out
a questionnaire,
kind of a deal. If anybody got that questionnaire, please fill it out. They're looking to do economic development out here. They have 24 different funding groups that they can use. They're looking for nonprofits that they can help. So if you've got that survey, please fill it out and send it in, because we just met on it the other day, and like right away they got like 40, so they were kind of happy. I don't know how it's going since then, but it'll help them see where
absolutely
what they need to do, and they do want to come out to this board.
Yes.
And make a presentation.
It was a pretty short survey. I think it's important, and I emailed him right after I hit submit and asked who's the liaison going to be for the area, and he said who it was, but they needed to compile it. So.
It's Will, but they've kind of turned it over to me.
Well, no, I'm talking about RPN.
Elias Askins.
Yeah.
So Elias Askins and Michael Bowen.
Bowen, yes.
Bowen, yeah. Kristen's good.
Can I make a
sure, message? Kristen, go ahead.
So there's a monument, statue, whatever, being built right outside this building.
Yes.
I was on the committee who did that as a town board member. So I represented the town board on that committee. Obviously, I'm no longer on the town board, so I think you guys need to be aware of it. There's a dedication coming up in the near future. I'm not quite sure when. I have told Mickey that I'm no longer on the town board, and she needs to contact you guys about getting someone from the town board to represent at that.
They are currently trying to plan it prior to a town board meeting and invite the prior town board that was involved in it so that everybody can be there for it.
Okay.
So
I just
they are planning, we're just with the heat, as you can see, he's working on it tonight because you have to do it when you
evening
can.
Hours. Thank you, Kristen. Lori had one more thing.
By proxy, Jill just had something she wanted to mention. Ben had spoken to her, the airport manager, that he was maybe wanting to come out and let us know what's happening at the airport, and then he got sick, and then he was on vacation after that. So I think that's something we need to probably still, I know I'm curious about what's happening up there and what's going to be available. I would still like that to happen, and I know Jill was going to bring that up today, but she couldn't be here.
Well, I'll try and work it out so we can get both of those on one of the agendas for next month.
Motion for agenda, please, someone.
Motion to adjourn. Make a motion to adjourn.
We're adjourned. I don't like to.
7:54.
Hey, I have to. Didn't have it for the first. I don't know. I know it's supposed to have a little.